Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. A 2-year-old loggerhead turtle rescued off the County Mayo coast earlier this year is hitching a ride home this lunchtime on board the L.E. William Butler Yeats. The naval vessel has departed on a 6-week tour of duty in the Mediterranean. Kroger, the turtle, was nursed back to health over the past 3 months by staff at Dingle's Ocean World and recently deemed fit enough to be released into the wild. We've been speaking to Kevin Flannery, director of Ocean World. I began by asking him how Kroger arrived in Ireland.
Kroger was found by the DeRoche family, would you believe, on Valentine's Day in February up in Belmullet on a beach, in a windy beach, and she was upside down on the beach on her last legs, as one could say, and they picked it up and they got in touch with us in the aquarium, because I've been doing this for over 30 years. Before we had the aquarium in Dingle, I had to keep my bath at home before we rehabilitated them. But anyway, we've been doing it good enough, and Terence Dever of Ackle brought it as far as Ackle, and I collected an Ackle, brought it straight down. And with the veterinary team and the team of Maria in the aquarium, we began to get saline solution into it, get antibiotics, and get the temperature risen very, very slowly. Because with the cold shock, basically, these are warm water creatures, being reptiles, and they have to have 20 degrees plus. And the Atlantic this time of the year is not a nice place for them. So we had to get it up and get it feeding. And once that started, we were quite happy, and it was only 700 grams, and now it's over a kilo in weight.
So you reckon now she's a good chance of surviving back in the ocean?
Absolutely. I'm pretty happy. The team are extremely happy to release her back into the ocean, into the area between Cape St. Vincent off of Portugal and Madeiras, that area, and the Canaries, because that's where the 10 turtles spend their teenage years, when they drift across on the southern part of the Gulf Stream, and they spend their teenage years after leaving the Saragossa weed, and then they drift down again onto the Canarian current, the Caribbean current, and back after 20-odd years to nest and lay their eggs for their young.
And she'd be travelling there in style, Kevin, on board the L.E. William Butler Yeats.
Yes, she'd be going with, she's on her way at this point in time with the William Butler Yeats, who left this morning on their military operation for the Mediterranean. And I'm very grateful to the Naval Service for doing this for us and being able to release it back into the water in a few days' time, as I say, back there. It's ideal that she's going with the William Butler Yeats, because she's going to the Isle of Inisfree for her life.
And as soon as they get to that waters at that temperature, 20 degrees plus, then it's suitable to release her.
It's ideal to suitable, because they need the 20 degrees plus before she can function and start feeding and eating the jellyfish and everything else that she will come across to make her life happy and healthy and be able to go on and hopefully lay a lot more eggs in the Gulf in later life. But our big problem is, and the big thing is, by giving nature a helping hand, the same as we have done in the aquarium, that nature can be resilient. And for this lady, her name is Kroger, brave, extremely brave, to bear the Atlantic all the way across and get washed up and now survive. So it is a good news story.
And she's just, is she 2 years old, you reckon, at this stage? So still very young.
That's extremely young. Very unusual for them to survive. The other turtles that we found washed ashore and along the West Coast, people have found the other loggerhead turtles, all were dead or had been killed of some form, but usually it's hypothermia because, as I say, our waters in the winter are extremely cold, down to 5 degrees. But this lady is exceptional to live at this size, and that's why I say we have to give it life back in the ocean.
And having survived this ordeal, Kevin, I mean, she could live for dozens or more, 100 or more years.
Oh, she could at least live for another 100 years and could lay brood after brood and go through the whole routine. But as I say, not alone is their habitat, but their environment, because they can't distinguish between jellyfish and plastic. And what we would advise people, look, take home a bit of plastic from the beach, leave nothing else, and leave these creatures survive that have been with us for millions of years.
And that's Kevin Flannery, director of Dingle Ocean World.